Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take another look at the city council races, most important races in Reno in over 20 years. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Wayne Frediani, Verita Black Prothro, and Michael Hackett. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Introducing local businessman David Ward for Reno City Council at Large.
My wife Shannon and I met here as undergrads. Our daughter also graduated from Nevada, and she plans to raise her family here too. And that's no surprise considering what a great place this is. Now I'm running for City Council to help make Reno even better and more prosperous. I invite you to visit my website to see my ideas and to share some of yours. I'm David Ward, and I approve this message. Go Pack!
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shea.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, as we mentioned before in this program, we don't usually cover city council races, but in Reno this year, we're going to have a huge turnover in the city council, and it's very important for the future of Reno, and I think that Las Vegas can also learn a lot from the discussions. And so at the large seat, which is citywide, David Ward is here, and Hillary Sheevy, both business people. Pleasure to have you both back on the program.
Thank you.
Thanks,
for having
us. Great to be here.
I wanted to start out by asking you, and I'll start with you, David, what do you think is the future of gaming and tourism in Reno?
Well, it's not, it doesn't look anything like the past, obviously, with the proliferation of Indian gaming in our primary market of California. I don't think we can ever expect to get back to the kinds of numbers that we've seen. And honestly, I think from a tourism standpoint, we need to find different venues and different reasons for people to come here. As you know, Sam, we do a very good job with special events, and it is mostly during the warmest part of the year because certain kinds of special events are not conducive to the winter months. I think we need to add on to that, but I also think there's a real opportunity for us to attract tourism based on our Western heritage, and I've been working on that for about a year.
Hillary, your thoughts?
Well, I think more than ever right now that we definitely need to diversify our economy. I mean, gaming isn't going anywhere, and obviously, you know, focusing on special events and keeping them here and filling those rooms are definitely essential. But gaming is a big part of our industry, and so we need to look at ways how that we can, you know, continue to grow on and expand on that.
Do you have any thoughts on what ways you could do that?
Well, like I said, I think we need to definitely look at special events because they truly bring people to our region. I hear people all the time tell me, hey, you guys have hot August nights, and you're constantly hearing about people talk about those great events, but we need to expand on those. I think we need to continue to look at other events coming into our region and treat them like a business and continue to let them grow.
You know, it's interesting. One of the major Indian tribes in Connecticut that runs a casino there is now managing resorts in Atlantic City. I've been throwing out the idea recently that, you know, we have a couple of properties in downtown Reno that are not particularly loved by their corporate bosses in terms of investment, et cetera. You know, what's the idea of potentially a California Indian tribe buying up a property in Reno?
Well, it's a free enterprise system, so that could happen conceivably. What I think is more likely to happen, Sam, is that as we improve our downtown area and as the baby boomers age, I see a migration to downtown areas for people of my generation, your generation. And I think that we're going to see more of downtown hotel properties converting to condominium properties. And as a city council, we need to make sure that we provide the infrastructure for those folks so that they have a very walkable life, so they don't have to necessarily get in a car and drive to the grocery store or anything else. So I think there's going to be a wonderful and very valuable reuse of those properties rather than create a bigger competition for the smaller pie that we have for gaming.
You agree with that, Hillary?
Well, right now, obviously, in this economy, it's incredibly difficult, and I think we absolutely need to expand on other things. However, yes, they could come in here, but I think in this type of environment right now, it's just probably not possible at this time. But we do need to expand, you know, downtown and look at other ways that we can diversify.
Now, we've seen over the last 20-plus years an incredible amount of money sunk into downtown Reno. Is that an area you wish to continue to put money?
Well, I think that... One thing is, I'm very proud of the fact that I'm one of the original founders of the Midtown District. And I think what we did...
And I should explain that that is the area just outside of downtown in Reno.
Exactly, the corridor booming. Coming into downtown. And so we really developed that area without any money from the city whatsoever. And so that's what I'd like to bring to the table, is bring a grassroots type of approach, what we did with the Midtown District, and start bleeding into the other districts and help downtown with that kind of mentality. Because I've done it, and I know exactly how it works. And, you know, there's a lot of different things that we can look at downtown. I think looking at the TODs and how those are structured, definitely those were put in place when the economy was very different. So I think there's a lot of things that we can do in the downtown area to, you know, continue to have it flourish.
David, would you like to see more investment in downtown?
Well, you know, the reality is, Sam, Reno faces massive amounts of debt right now based on improvements that were done downtown. The ballpark, the train trench, the Reno ballroom, and other investments. And we're looking at many, many years of successful economy to actually pay back those debts. So in the meantime, I think there's a smarter way we can improve downtown and get a lot of bang for our buck, and that is to set as a goal making Reno, downtown Reno specifically, the safest, cleanest, and most beautiful city in America. If we do that, we will attract businesses from all over the country and perhaps all over the world. And the reason is, first impressions, as you know, are really critical. And so we need to invest the small amount of money necessary to make Reno a tremendous first impression.
You know, it's interesting. The first person to ever say that to me was a little over 20 years ago was Bob Cashel. He said that downtown should be like Disneyland, with people sweeping up all through the area so people know it's clean and safe. All right, let's take a break. Mm-hmm. More on this debate when we come back.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
the plan would end Medicare as we know it.
Repeals Medicare.
And that's the same plan Dean Heller voted for twice. But it gets worse. On July 25th, Heller voted to give another $160,000 tax break to millionaires. Minutes later, he voted against a tax cut for the rest of us, the middle class. Two votes against Medicare, two votes against the middle class. Dean Heller just keeps getting it wrong. Patriot Majority USA is responsible for the content of this advertising.
We're putting on Reno's first ever restaurant week called Reno Bites, October 22nd through 28th, to celebrate all the great local culinary talent and independent restaurants we have in Reno.
Come celebrate with us for Reno's first restaurant week and celebrate all the local talent that we have here, right here in our city, with prefix menus, signature items, and special events, October 22nd through 28th.
Check out RenoBitesWeek.com to see what restaurants like Campo Soto and Composition Cafe have in store for you.
RenoBitesWeek.com.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation and informal debate between David Ward and Hillary Sheevy. They're both running for the at-large seat on the Reno City Council as Reno faces massive changes in the way that the city is governed. I want to start with you, Hillary, on this one. What aid should city government give to businesses, for example, Star Bonds, the Apple deal?
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that Star Bonds can be a useful tool if they're used correctly. I think that we need to have transparency and accountability, but I think they have to be looked at by a case-by-case basis. And, you know, I just want to make sure that small businesses aren't getting left out because we have these big companies that come in and use Star Bonds. So I think it's something that we definitely have to look at by a case-by-case basis.
Were you pleased with the Apple deal?
Very much so. I'm a huge proponent of technology. I used to work in Silicon Valley and sell data centers. And so I'm already having a lot of friends contact me and say, hey, what is going on in Reno? And we hear that it's incredibly affordable. And you're already seeing that. The Rubicon Data Center is coming to town, and I definitely think it's definitely the right direction for Reno. We have to look to diversify. I think being so close to the Bay Area is such a great fit, and not to mention we have the climate here that's ideal for data centers. So I really am pleased with the Apple deal.
All right, your thoughts, David, on Star Bonds and the Apple deal.
Sam, candidly, the major Star Bond activity that we've had over the last 10 years in Reno has been a dismal failure, in my opinion. It hasn't achieved what it was intended to do. There were great intentions, but not happy consequences.
You mean in terms of the tourism aspect?
Yes. I don't believe that either the Cabela's or the Sparks Star Bonds projects have been successful. I think that it's been a misuse of public funds, but that's in hindsight. I'm not criticizing the people that went into it with great intentions. But we've learned from that, and I expect in the upcoming legislative session there'll be additional modifications to the Star Bond proposals made in the state legislature. Now, contrasting that with the Microsoft deal, I think those are absolutely polar opposites, because I think the Microsoft deal was a huge coup, and I congratulate all the people on the state, county, and city level that worked on making that happen, and also keeping it pretty much a secret for 2 years, unbelievably successful. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to all those folks. And I think, as Hillary said, that it's going to lead to more and more and more high-tech development in our area, and hopefully a rebuilding of that Tessera project, which is the area between the university and downtown, which desperately calls for redevelopment and will really benefit the city when that happens.
And that leads me to the next question, which is the involvement between the city council and the business community and the university. It seems to have been lacking over the years. What would you do as a city council member to build that relationship?
You know, I totally agree that we can do a lot more. You know, one of the best ideas that I've heard on the campaign trail came from a graduate student at UNR who said to me, David, why is there not a robust internship program between the university and the city of Reno? And I paused for a minute because I really hadn't thought about that. And I said, I don't know. I'll look into it. So I talked to city staffers, and they said, yeah, we do a couple of internships a year, something like that. Well, we're missing a huge opportunity right there. I mean, the students would benefit enormously from internship programs with every department of the city of Reno, and vice versa. The city would be able to identify, get some good work from those students, and secondly, identify great future employees. Now, that's just one thing. We also need to really talk to, we need to put the development community together with the university, together with city staffers, really put our heads together to say, okay, what programs can we develop at the university level that will really benefit everyone and bring great jobs to us? I'll tell you one example that I'm aware of is genetics. The School of Medicine doesn't have a genetics department, and that is a huge future in terms of medical breakthroughs and opportunities for us to develop business here.
All right, Hillary, same question. How do you think that we should develop?
Well, I think we can put some infrastructure in place as far as bringing, you know, the university into downtown, but also putting in better programs such as, you know, better entrepreneurial programs and better technology programs so that they can continue to grow in our region. But absolutely, I don't think that we have worked with the university very well. And they are such a huge asset to what we do in this community. And really focus on the university and the young people that want to come and go to school here and continue to actually have it breed down into the downtown district and really make it welcoming for the university.
All right, I want to give you guys about 40 seconds apiece to say why you think that you are the better candidate than your opponent.
And I get to start.
You're on
Thanks,
the spot.
Okay, well, first of all, as I've said many times, I like and respect my opponent. That being said, I believe that I have a couple decades more business experience in terms of business management and ownership. I have a lifetime of public service work that started when I was an undergraduate at the University of Nevada and continues to this day. I'm currently vice chair of Disability Resources on the advocacy committee for the Historic Reno Preservation Society, a very active member of the society. I have been civically active for decades now, appearing before the city council and the state legislature. And lastly, I'll tell you that...
I got to call time here.
Okay.
Go ahead, Hillary. You get the last 40 seconds here.
All right. Well, I started my businesses in one of the worst economic times since the Great Depression. And I started those businesses. I'm very proud of them. They pump almost $2 million back into our local economy. I employ 30 people, and I'm very proud of that. And so I really understand what it takes to turn an economy around. I, too, have been in public service, and I faced a lot of adversity with my kidney transplant. I think Reno's faced a lot of adversity, and now it's time to be positive and move forward.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. A very nice discussion. Two good candidates. Thank you both for being
here. Thanks so much.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Nuts. Good to eat, not good for politicians. Greg Brower wants to represent Nevada families, but he supports tax breaks for companies that send the jobs we need overseas. That's nuts. And he thinks we should make it harder for women to access birth control and let insurance companies drop coverage for women's cancer screenings. Nuts. And Brower says ending Medicare as we know it is long overdue, which would leave seniors paying thousands more each year. Plain nuts. Greg Brower, not what Nevada needs.
We teach our kids to not just go along with the crowd, a lesson Dean Heller never learned. A reliable Republican, Heller supported eliminating the Department of Education and joined Tea Party Republicans to slash school funding, leaving us with overcrowded classrooms. He even cut student aid for college while giving tax breaks to millionaires. Heller voted with Republicans over 90% of the time. He follows the crowd even when it costs our kids. That's a failing grade. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Is chronic back pain inhibiting your lifestyle and your quality of life? I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. At ProSpinal, we specialize in a revolutionary, highly successful treatment known as non-surgical spinal decompression.
I couldn't walk in the morning until I met Brian. He straightened me out.
I found this technique works especially well for disc herniation, disc bulge, sciatica, stenosis, and degenerative disc disease.
What a result. My before and after MRIs are absolutely incredible. Now I can go out, play golf without taking any medication at all.
My primary goal is to get you or a loved one back to a pain-free and very active lifestyle. In just 3 days, most of our patients experience that relief. But if that's not the case, those 3 days are complimentary.
Obviously, there are going to be doubts, but this procedure really works.
Our consultations are always free, and we offer a 3-day, no-risk trial to all qualified candidates. Give ProSpinal a call today at 336-3472 or visit us online at prospinalinc.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Wayne Frediani is here. He's the executive director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. Farida Black Prothrow, host of Get Real America on KJFK Radio. And Michael Hackett, vice president with All of Us Consulting. Pleasure to have you all here. So, coming up on Monday will be the final presidential debate. We've heard lots of things about the three debates that have come so far, including the vice presidential debate. First of all, let's talk about moderators. Now, it's going to be Bob Schieffer. Bob Schieffer, one of my favorite news guys of all time. He's a gentle guy, but not afraid to, you know, go out and whack somebody. What do you think he's going to be in terms of moderating in this debate?
No, I think he'll be fine. I agree with you. I haven't been really impressed with any of the three that have done it so far.
You didn't like Martha? I thought Martha was okay.
I wasn't impressed the other night. In terms of the value, when I see stuff that I saw yesterday on television where 40% of the electorate may vote early across the country, then you got to wonder, are the debates really going to have that big of an impact? I think they've had some impact, but I don't know. I think people are getting to the point where they've made up their mind who they're going to vote for, and they're going to vote.
Yeah. Well, I've been saying, for the last couple of weeks that this is more about theater and cage fighting than it is about changing anybody's mind.
I think so. I can't imagine that there are very many people who haven't already made up their minds. Mm-hmm. I just can't even imagine that.
Yeah.
Apparently there are those people. I really have issue, though, with the debates only having undecided voters sitting in the audience. I don't think that's fair to those of us who are advocates and really want to ask some good questions of the candidates who already have made up our minds. I think that's unfair.
Do you think the people who are undecided at this point are also the people that when the banquet invitation comes and it says meat or fish, they're at the last minute going, I'm just not sure. I could go with a sole, but then that fillet is looking pretty good.
I think actually that's probably a very good analogy, to be honest with you, because I agree with the comments that have been made that there are very few undecideds among the voters out there. I do think most of the people have made up their mind already. And I think when you look at debates historically, I don't think they've really had much impact on what people actually do when they come to vote. I think, pretty much when you're going in, and especially now because of the excess of information that's available to everybody, I think people have a very, very good idea prior to these debates, and I don't really think the debates shift anything.
Well, I'd like to see some stronger people who are used to doing these jobs. For example, Candy Crowley, great reporter, but she's not used to being there in the spotlight. There's all the pressures of trying to perform, as it were. Whereas you have somebody like Chris Wallace of Fox News. Now, certainly Fox News gets a bad rap, but I regularly watch his Sunday show, as I watch most of the Sunday shows, and he is right down the middle. He'll take a shot at anybody. He doesn't care Republican or Democrat, and he wouldn't take guff either. If he said time, boom, it's time.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you think that the moderators should have the ability to turn the mics off?
I don't know about turning the mic off, but they have to have more control than they've had. I mean, I think, they get a little carried away the other night. I mean, it was a little physicality almost the other night on that stage, which I thought...
It was kind of a bar fight,
and
wasn't it?
And
you and I may know about those kind of things from back in the day.
I think they should have a little bit more control of the candidates. When you're done speaking and your time is up, it's up. I'm not big on the green light, red light. I like to see the debate go on, but with parameters.
Well, what's funny is when we can actually see the clock in the teleprompter ourselves, and we know they've gone over time, it's like, when I go over time on this show, my director's saying plus 30, plus a minute, plus minute and a half. They should not just have a red light on those prompters. They should start showing the public just how long these people are going.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And I'm not opposed to turning the mic off either. I think that would add at least a little bit more to the theatrical component of it.
All right, but now on the other side, we expect the President of the United States to go up against Russia, go up against China, go up against terrorists. What's the problem with them having a cage fight to see who's going to be the president?
Well,
I mean, look at Putin. He's out there with his shirt off, you know, swimming, tugging chips down the river.
Well, I think I'm grateful that we're not at that stage, to be honest with you. But, no, I think they need to engage to whatever degree necessary to make their case, as long as they're making their case. So I have no problem with the intensity that they bring to it. I like that passion. I think it shows that they are committed to what they want to do. As far as turning the mics off, though, I just got to say, I'd like to see them be able to turn the mics off when they don't answer the questions. That's the part that drives me.
Oh, my God. You know, you'd be looking at an hour and a half
nothing.
You'd have a lot of questions and no answers. You know, what's also interesting is to see, you know, beyond the debate itself, and even though we've had tremendous viewership for these debates, I mean, and the public is fired up to see the next debate as well, because of the dearth of you know, regular programming, you know, reality TV has taken over our airwaves, and this is another form of reality TV. And so, but it's interesting, you know, Joe Biden was in Reno yesterday as we taped this show, and he was all fired up, taking talking points off the debate, listening to the radio this morning. Both the president and Mitt Romney are both firing off on points from the debate. So it does have a jumping off point for the campaigns.
Yeah, I think so. And Monday night will probably be pretty interesting, talking about foreign policy. I mean, that's going to be real specific, I think, in terms of you can't deviate too much on that.
Well, and it's going to be very interesting because the president has dealt with foreign policy in great depth, obviously, over the last 4 years.
Right.
Mitt Romney has had to learn this as part of an entire curriculum. It'll be interesting to see how well he does. That's where we got to leave it, folks. Enjoyable pundit panel. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
You made on your investments personally about $20 million last year, and you paid 14% in federal taxes. That's the capital gains rate. Is that fair to the guy who makes $50,000 and paid a higher rate than you did? So you think it is fair?
Yeah, I think it's the right way to encourage economic growth.
Lower tax rates for him than us. Is that the way to grow America?
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
For the first time ever, it's the Triple Choice Super Weekend event at Ashley Furniture Home Store. At Ashley's, you always save big. But this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you'll save even more. Get three incredible offers for 3 days only. Save double the amount equal to your sales tax. Or how about paying no interest for 5 years? Or buy a Beautyrest mattress set, get the bed of your dreams for half off. But it's only for 3 days only during the Triple Choice Super Weekend event. Only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Right now is a perfect time to meet with one of our designers and plan for the holidays during our fall home sale. Come see what's new. Not only will you find our top lines on sale, but many have factory authorized discounts that make these savings the best prices of the year. Enjoy complimentary design and America's finest furniture on sale. Drexel, Stickley, Thomasville, and more. All ready to be custom made just the way you want.
And it's fine furniture.
Prices are falling sales event only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Cars that were $15,000, now $10,000. SUVs that were $20,000, now $15,000. Trucks that were $25,000, now $20,000. Internet even has vehicles starting at $999. Prices are falling on our entire inventory. Zero money down and interest rates at an all-time low 1.10%. And get a guaranteed $4,000 push, pull, or drag. Prices are falling only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
As always, you watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Coming up on our next broadcast next week, among the guests, Congressman Joe Heck and Pete Ernott. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.